This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Poroshenko extends ceasefire with Ukrainian separatists. And Secretary Kerry and the Syrian opposition leader meet in Saudi Arabia. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has extended a unilateral ceasefire with pro-Russian separatists for three more days. Some of the rebels have said they would observe a truce as long as the Ukrainian military does. The EU is demanding the separatists and their supporters in Moscow take steps to de-escalate the crisis in eastern Ukraine, including holding substantial peace talks and letting a European team monitor the ceasefire. Earlier Friday, Ukraine signed a new free trade and economic pact with the EU Friday, and angering Russia, which is threatening to retaliate. President Poroshenko.
The documents that we will sign today is not just political and economic. It is a symbol of faith and of unbreakable will. It is a tribute to people who gave their lives and health to make this moment happen.
This is the same deal former pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych refused to sign last year. The head of the Syrian moderate opposition says the march by insurgents across the practically open border between Syria and Iraq has created confusion across the region. Syrian opposition leader Ahmad al-Jarrah told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Saudi Arabia Friday that the war against terrorism must be stronger than ever. He is asking for more foreign aid from the United States and Saudi Arabia as his rebels try to push back both Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces and the al-Qaeda offshoot group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Kerry told Jarba the moderate rebels will be crucial in the cross-border fight against ISIL Sunni extremists. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people have fled this week from deadly attacks by various groups of armed men in the Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Tensions have been at a boiling point in Bambari since May, when widespread fighting displaced more than 13,000 people. On Monday, armed elements attacked a Muslim displacement camp south of the city. Other armed men and the civilian population then retaliated. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says at least 45 people have been killed and scores wounded in the attacks and counterattacks. She says the violence has prompted thousands of people to flee the town, which lies about 380 kilometers northeast of Bangui, the capital of CAR.
Our staff there has say the town of Bambari has been reduced to a ghost city.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization is warning West African nations neighboring those hit by the Ebola epidemic to prepare for the possible arrival of travelers infected with the deadly virus. At a news conference in Geneva Friday, WHO medical officer Dr. Pierre Formenti said health officials in Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, and Guinea-Bissau should be on guard.
People are just traveling by roads. And the road exists in all West Africa. There is roads going to Bamako, going to Abidjan, going to Dakar. And of course, there is some control, but we all know that all these borders are quite porous, in fact. So we have to be careful there, and we need to be prepared.
Nearly 400 people have died since Ebola emerged again in February, making it the deadliest outbreak of the virus in the region. The Italian football player bitten by Uruguay's Luis Suarez in a World Cup match earlier this week says the punishment handed down against Suarez was excessive. In a post on his website Friday, Italy's Giorgio Chiellini said he has always considered the punishments enforced by governing organizations as absolute, but he said in this case FIFA, the governing body for international football, went too far by banning Suarez from 9 international matches and preventing him from participating in football-related activities for 4 months. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. Well, summertime has finally arrived in the Northern Hemisphere, and that means all around the world, it's what we call in the jazz world, festival time, and we're celebrating one of the biggest on this edition of the program. Yes, when the weather turns warmer in the Northern Hemisphere, people want to get outdoors. And it seems that almost every city, from the smallest town to the biggest metropolis, celebrates jazz in a major way by bringing artists from all over the world to create their own special, unique jazz festival. One of the finest is in the beautiful city in Quebec in Canada, Montreal. And this year, it's the 35th edition of the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, and we'll celebrate that fact here on Jazz America on this edition of the program. And let's begin with one of the great American artists who will make his way north of the border to play at the 35th Montreal Jazz Festival. On the 1st of July, inside one of the beautiful theaters in Montreal, the Théâtre Jean Duceppe, Kenny Garrett brings his quintet to perform music like this from his latest release entitled Pushing the World Away. Here is a homage to the wonderful Sonny Rollins. In fact, the piece is titled Jouvert. Homage to Sonny Rollins. It's Kenny Garrett kicking off this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we salute the 35th Montreal Jazz Festival and the great artist who'll be performing there. We'll be right back.
west. North and south, they're both the best. But I only love to go there as a guest. Cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there'd never be a bore. Cause I love being here with you, singing in the shower, laughing by the hour. Love is such a crazy game. Love all kinds of weather as long as we're together. I love to hear you sing my name. I love food, wine, fine cuisine. Candlelight, I love the scene. But baby, if you know just what I mean, love being here with you. They just wound up, let it go. I love a thrill, a Paris show. I love to kiss you on your nose. Just let me say before I close, I love being here with you. I love being here with you, Ray Brown.
From her wonderful live release, Live in Paris, that is the national treasure of Canada, Diana Krall, the wonderful singer and pianist and composer and band leader over the years. Millions of recordings sold and millions of fans thrilled. She'll be thrilling the crowd in Montreal at the 35th edition of the festival as she performs in a grand free concert, that's right, for free, out of doors on one of the major stages in the middle of the city center, the Place des Arts, the place where all the festival events occur. Everything from huge concert halls like the Wilfrid Pelletier, the Maison Symphonique, the Symphony Festival site, the Théâtre Maisonneuve, Jean de Sepp, to the smaller venues indoors like the Gaisu Theater and the wonderful club scene too, from the small club L'Astral to the Club Soda and the Metropolis, the major club venue there. So many great places to attend concerts, so many wonderful shows, from the ticketed events indoors to all the great free concerts, like the wonderful free concert that Diana Krall will perform on the 29th of June. The 35th edition of the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, June 26th through the 6th of July. What a fantastic gathering of folks from all over the world. This will be my 10th time in a row to attend the festival. Not long ago, I had a chance to have a conversation with the gentleman who's been there since the very beginning, André Menard, the festival creator, co-founder, and director. Had this conversation with me just a few months ago. André Menard, the man who puts it all together and has for this coming summer 35 years in Montreal. So glad to see you again, and congratulations on a wonderful lineup you just revealed today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to come to New York and announce to New Yorkers what they can see in 10 days in Montreal instead of 265 days. Still, it's a good challenge for us to try and impress people that get everything their way like they do in New York City. But we get good reaction here. Lots of people travel to Montreal from the region. Pretty flattering.
In my decade of covering the Montreal Festival, I've seen many an amazing show. And I remember last year, Nicolas Ripac stood out to me as one of the most interesting and unique shows I'd ever seen in my life. It
very
was a great
creative.
Surprise for me, and very creative. So my question to you each year has been and will be right now. Now, we all know about Diana Ross and B.B. King and Tony Bennett and sold-out shows of Michael Bublé and etc. But your personal favorite for a potential surprise show, what would that be?
There's this French pianist at the museum. Last year was there. His name is Chassol, C-H-A-S-S-O-L, Chassol. Last year he did something with visuals from India that was quite impressive. He did some filming, and then he would play to the improvise the soundtrack. This year it's about Martinique and Guadeloupe. And he's going to play in the same hall. The guy is a true artist in every sense of the word. Very impressive. A bit along the line of what I mentioned with the Wood Kid. Wait till you see the Wood Kid show outdoors. Oh, my God.
Well, you heard André Menard mention some of the shows. It might be a great surprise for folks coming to the Montreal Jazz Festival this year. Well, one that I think might be a surprise is a gentleman named Will Holland from England, based in Colombia now, who goes by the name of Quantic. And he'll be performing in a free concert at 11 p.m. at Club Soda. Here's a taste of what Quantic is all about, with music from his album Mishaps Happening on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. That's the great bassist Christian McBride and his latest aggregation, the Christian McBride Trio, with Christian Sands on piano and Ulysses Jones Jr. on drums from their latest release, Out Here, the song Hallelujah Time, is what you just heard here on VOA's Jazz America as we salute the 35th edition of the Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal. We'll talk to André Menard, the director and co-founder of the festival, a little bit later, and give you more music from the lineup of incredible musicians, hundreds of them from all over the world that will be performing. Now, Christian McBride and his group will be at the wonderful little theater, the Gazoo, which I have to tell you, may be my favorite venue of all the venues in Montreal. And listen to this lineup that'll be playing at the Gazoo during the run of the festival. Rudresh Mahanthapa, Gary Peacock with Joey Barron, the Jeff Ballard Trio, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Grace Kelly, the terrific young saxophonist, Felix Pastorius, leading his own band, the son of Jaco Pastorius, and violinist Regina Carter, as well as the Christian McBride Trio. More with André Menard and more of the lineup of the festival coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Ermias Tadesi, who wrote to me, "I am your listener from Ethiopia. I just want to hear Ethio jazz from Mulatu Astatke. Thank you a lot." Well, thank you a lot, Ermias, and I would be happy to play some music from the father of Ethio jazz, Ethiopian jazz, the great Mulatu Astatke, who just by chance happens to be scheduled to perform on the 6th of July, the last day of the 35th Montreal Jazz Festival at the wonderful venue Club Soda. Maybe he'll play this song from his latest release, Sketches of Ethiopia. The song is Asmari.
you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you wanna have a ball, you gotta go out and spend some cash. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll. Hey, Mr. Landlord, lock all the doors. When the police come around, tell them the joint is closed. And let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
I got a dollar and a quarter. I'm just raring to clown.
And don't let nobody play him cheap.
I got 50 cents more that I'm gonna keep. So let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
It's rain or weather.
Birds of a feather got to stick together.
So get yourself under control. Get out there and get together. Let the good times roll.
No, I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
As I give you an idea of just some of the music that one could hear if they attended the full 11 days of the 35th edition of the Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal, I wanted to kill two birds with one stone, as they say, by giving you music in a duet situation from two of the artists that will be performing separate shows at this year's festival, Tony Bennett, who'll play on Canada Day, the 1st of July, and B.B. King, who'll play on the 5th of July, the day after our American Independence Day, both at the Wilfrid Peltier Hall, one of the beautiful, massive halls at the Place des Arts in the center of Montreal, where the jazz festival happens. Also playing that hall, other world-famous artists from the pop world, Beck, Daniel Lanois, Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, Earth, Wind & Fire, Aretha Franklin, and Diana Ross, as well as Tony Bennett and B.B. King. Let's return now to my conversation with Andre Menard, the co-founder and director of the Montreal Jazz Festival, to get some more thoughts about Festival 2014 here on VOA's Jazz America.
You know, I've said to many times to people, going to the Montreal Jazz Festival is like going to Europe without going to Europe. But really, it's reflective of the whole world. It's like going to the four corners of the world without going there, and that is by design.
This year we feature about, I think, 37 countries are being represented in the festival. Of course it's by design. We try to do things, like I said, that would impress Americans, but that also make them see something that they would not see otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it's always a nice pleasure for us, you know, to book artists that afterwards, they can say, well, I got my first break in America playing at the Montreal Jazz Festival. This happened way back in 1984 when we presented Astor Piazzolla for his first ever North American date. At the Spectrum Club. And then after that, he played And then after that, he was signed to Kip Hanrahan record label, and he played Carnegie Hall. But the first date ever was in Montreal.
The legacy of this festival is deep and a wonderful thing. And just thinking in terms of some of the artists who played there for the first time, Michael Bublé comes to mind, Nicky Yanofsky comes to mind, Diana Krall, yes? Did she emerge from Montreal?
And she's still good as Montreal for that.
Yeah. And they're all coming back.
Oh, yeah. It is normally a pleasure to come back to a place where you have known your first successes, for sure.
Sure.
And, we can claim a few of them now.
And one of the artists that I discovered personally for the first time was a young pianist from Armenia, Tigran Hamasyan. I discovered him for the first time last year at the Montreal Jazz Festival, and he's returning this year to play on his own as well as in a duo with the great pianist Brad Meldow. Tigran will also be performing at the Gayzoo Theater, music from his latest release, Shadow Theater. And here's some of that right now on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
This is Jack DeJohnette, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The legendary drummer Jack DeJohnette in a trio setting with Danilo Perez on piano and John Patitucci on the bass from the album Music We Are, Africa, Tango Africa, the name of the piece. He'll be playing at the Jean Duceppe Theater on the 29th of June, and preceding him on the 28th, Danilo Perez with John Patitucci and Brian Blade. So, you just heard music from some of the folks who'll be performing at the Montreal Jazz Festival this year. Also at the Montreal Jazz Festival, the 35th edition, for something completely different, the legendary rock drummer who always loved jazz from the very beginning, Ginger Baker. He'll be joined by Pee Wee Ellis. And here they are from the album Why with the song Ginger Spice. Thank you. Ginger Baker from England, one of the international artists performing at the 35th Montreal Jazz Festival. More of our preview of the festival coming up next hour on Jazz America. Stay tuned.